the south side.
No, it's not.
It's the dark side.
You are correct.
Came from the Empire. To all you beta haters out there, we'll blow your planet up.
What does thy bidding, my master?
It's a disaster, Skywalker, we're after.
But if he can be turned to the dark side?
Yes, he'd be a powerful ally, another dark Jedi.
He will join us or die. We got Death Star, 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 we got Death Star.
I was looking online at Hasbro here. Looks like they got glasses that are from the original trilogy. Or at least they look like they're from the original trilogy. Who knows? Yeah, but those glasses are back from when Star Wars was cool and everybody watched the movies. I don't know what happened with these new ones. They came out. I don't know if maybe people got tired of Star Trek or I don't know what. Because they used to be Star Wars fans. You didn't see people dressing up or doing this crazy crap that usually you see Star Trek fans doing. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Thinking maybe, you know, Voyager came on and right around the same time that the first Star Wars prequel was coming out. And maybe there was a, you know, maybe there was a contingent of Star Trek fans who were like, you know, hey, this Star Trek sucks. I'm tired of watching Star Trek. It sucks. Voyager sucks. Only one of you look at Star Wars. That's cool. And of course, by coming over to Star Wars, they make Star Wars as geeky as they've made Star Trek by dressing up and getting all ridiculous about it. So now, you know, instead of like people, cool people hanging around and having a reasonable discussion about who's better, you know, Han or Luke, obviously Han, you know, you have people now who are like, hey man, there's like, what's the terminal velocity of the Millennium Falcon? There's no possible way Han Solo could have made the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs. Parsecs is a measure of distance and not time. Yes, I have a retainer. Quit making fun of me. I have to wear a retainer to straighten out my teeth. You guys are so immature. So yeah, Star Wars has definitely suffered from the overload of geeks. Maybe after this last movie will come out, you know, it'll go back to normal. But who knows? And the reason why Star Wars is better than Star Trek is Star Wars has like galactic scope to it. These are huge stories going on. It's like opera. Because Star Wars is like a space opera. You know, in Star Trek, you never had a moment. You never had a moment where like someone would say, I'm your father. They never had that moment. And I'm sure a couple of Star Trek fans were hoping, you know, like Spock would gaze over at Captain Kirk and go, Captain. Yeah, Spock. I am so totally into you. And Kirk would be like, that's not true. That's impossible. And then Spock would go, Captain, search your human emotions. You know it to be true. And then Spock would look at Kirk. And Kirk would look at Spock. Their eyes would meet. And across the bridge of the Enterprise, something would bloom. And the last thing you would hear would be, Spock, Spock. So my wife's trying to tell me that Star Trek's better because they were there first and they got years of TV shows, which is total BS. Because Star Wars did in three movies, 6 hours. They did in 6 hours what would it take Star Trek, what, like 80 million years to do? That's why Star Wars is better. It's like huge, man. It's dealing with huge issues. The Galactic Empire. The Rebellion against the Empire. Darth Vader, the Emperor, Luke trying to redeem his father. Yoda. Does Star Trek have Yoda? I don't think so.
I'm Yoda! I'm a soldier! I'm voted and voted! I thought I told ya! Don't be unwise! Just be not by my side! You won't believe your eyes! Watch the X-Wing rise!
Well, I admit the Star Trek is cool. I like Star Trek. I like the original series. I like Deep Space Nine. But this is the deciding factor. This is the deciding factor. When I was a kid, I could walk down the street dressed like Luke Skywalker and not have my ass kicked. I don't think I could say the same if I was dressed like Captain Kirk. Of course, Luke Skywalker was dressed like a karate kung fu dude, so his costume wasn't really much different from what most people wear. Anyways, my kid's got a ton of Star Wars toys, and he's got this Naboo Starfighter thing that we bought like 6 years ago. And the amazing thing about it is it's missing all the attachable parts. It's missing the canopy, it's missing both engines, it's missing the tail section. But this thing's 6 years old, keep in mind, 6 years old, has gone through the bathtub I don't know how many times in these 6 years, was given to him when he was three, so you know it really wasn't cared for very well. But I'll see if I can get this on the microphone. After 6 years, I don't know how many baths, like at least 500 baths, being beaten around by a three-year-old, up until now, he's like nine. But anyways, you sit there, guess what? The damn sound effects still work on it, and they haven't even weakened. I mean, you can still hear them loud and clear. I don't get it. It's a mystery to me. How the heck can this thing last 6 years, go through extreme environmental changes, and still work loudly and clearly as it did the day you bought it? You look at the gas prices nowadays, I wish I could harness whatever exotic power source is at the heart of this toy and put it in my vehicle. I could run forever on this stuff. But yeah, I always like the vehicles more than the figures nowadays, because the vehicles are cool. They're big pieces of molded plastic that you can play around with. Because when I was a kid, all I had was the figures. We couldn't really afford the vehicles too much. And the neighbor kids always had like the AT-AT, you know, which is like, you know, the AT-AT was like huge, man. And they had like the Millennium Falcon. They had all the stuff you could put your characters into. They never had the characters. I had all the characters. They had all the vehicles. So it was a mutually beneficial relationship. But nowadays, I like the vehicles because they're like stuff I really couldn't have as a kid I could play around with. Oh, excuse me. I mean my kid could play around with. And apparently they have power sources that last for at least 6 years without any signs of waning. You know, I bet you if the whatever powers this Naboo Starfighter were placed on a NASA rocket to be launched into space, you'd see 500 people protesting it, thinking it was some sort of like nuclear power source and dangerous for the planet. But it still works. So let me grab my Cheez-Its here. I think I mentioned these on the last thing I did here. Cheez-Its with Darth Vader levitating to Cheez-Its in the air.
I find your lack of natural processed cheese disturbing.
Hang on. Get a couple here. I'm kind of hungry, actually. I'm waiting on dinner.
The cheese is strong in this one.
Back in the box is pretty interesting. In Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, the final movie in the Galactic Saga, you can join your favorite characters one more time and witness the ending that started it all. Huh. How about that? Oh. Alright, well, it sounds like dinner's being made here, so I'm going to cut this thing short. I'll talk to you guys next week. Good luck, take care of each other.
And may the force be with you. What a world, what a world.
Impressive, now release your anger. You must have sensed that your friends are in danger.
Oh, why'd you slice off my hand?
It's imperative that you understand. Obi-Wan would never bother telling you about your father.
He told me enough.